It's time to pull up a chair and open your Bible for today's Bible study segment of Naomi's Table. Gather around and let's begin.
All right, we are in our Bible study time with Connie Stample. Connie, welcome back.
Hello, Amy.
We are in lesson 60 today, ladies, Genesis chapter 43. And Connie, what are we going to be learning about today?
Well, we're going to have the nine brothers returning to Egypt with Benjamin. Remember, Simeon is already in Egypt. He's been held captive.
Yes. And so what I'm going to do is read this in two parts, and then Connie will be teaching in between the readings. So starting with verse 1, "Now the famine was severe in the land, and when they had eaten the grain that they had brought from Egypt, their father said to them, 'Go again, buy us a little food.' But Judah said to him, 'The man solemnly warned us, saying, You shall not see my face unless your brother is with you. If you will send our brother with us, we will go down and buy you food. But if you will not send him, we will not go down. For the man said to us, You shall not see my face unless your brother is with you.' Israel said, 'Why did you treat me so badly as to tell the man that you had another brother?' They replied, 'The man questioned us carefully about ourselves and our kindred, saying, Is your father still alive? Do you have another brother? What we told him was in answer to these questions. Could we in any way know that he would say, Bring your brother down?' And Judah said to Israel, his father, 'Send the boy with me, and we will arise also and go, that we may live and not die, both we and you and also our little ones. I will be a pledge of his safety. From my hand you shall require him. If I do not bring him back to you and set him before you, then let me bear the blame forever. If we had not delayed, we would now have returned twice.' Then their father Israel said to them, 'If it must be so, then do this. Take some of the choice fruits of the land in your bags and carry a present down to the man, a little balm and a little honey, gum, myrrh, pistachio nuts, and almonds. Take double the money with you. Carry back with you the money that was returned in the mouth of your sacks. Perhaps it was an oversight. Take also your brother and arise, go again to the man. May God Almighty grant you mercy before the man, and may he send back your older brother and Benjamin. And as for me, if I am bereaved of my children, I am bereaved.'"
Thank you, Amy. Here we have just the circumstances leading to Jacob doing something he never wanted to do, and that is allow Benjamin to leave. But we find out that the famine is very severe, and Jacob and his family don't know how long it's going to last. Obviously, they can't grow food, and they are out of food. And so he instructs his sons to go back there, and Judah takes the lead. We're seeing that Judah is changing. He is now the leader of the group, and he's the one who's reminding his father of exactly what Joseph had said to them. They only know Joseph as the governor of Egypt. An Egyptian is how they view him, and they are very clear. He was clear about what needed to happen. Simeon was going to stay in captivity, and Benjamin needed to return with them. Otherwise, they were not truthful men, and Joseph would not trust them. So we find then that Judah is able to say something that reassures his father, because he says, "I will be a pledge or a surety for Benjamin." And so Judah is placing his life on the line for Benjamin. Reuben had tried to, in the last chapter, saying that he would be the pledge for Benjamin and that his sons would suffer. But I think Judah here saying, "I will bear the blame," means that his father is able to trust him. And ultimately, we know that this points to Jesus Christ, because he will bear our blame on the cross. Beautiful here, though, that Judah is stepping up and understanding the importance of what's going on. And so Jacob tells them to bring a present to the man, best of the fruits. And then he has a prayer, and he says, "May God Almighty, El Shaddai, the all-sufficient, all-powerful God, whom he's known, grant you mercy before the man." And so ultimately his trust is in the Lord. And so he allows them to go, but he's also resigned to the fact that he may lose three sons now, Benjamin, Joseph, and Simeon. We're going to then go on to the next section of our reading and talk about what happens in Egypt.
All right, picking it up in verse 15. "So the men took this present, and they took double the money with them and Benjamin. They arose and went down to Egypt and stood before Joseph. When Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the steward of his house, 'Bring the men into the house and slaughter an animal and make ready, for the men are to dine with me at noon.' The men did as Joseph told him and brought the men to Joseph's house. And the men were afraid because they were brought to Joseph's house, and they said, "It is because of the money which was replaced in our sacks for the first time that we were brought in, so that he may assault us and fall upon us and make us servants and seize our donkeys." So they went up to the steward of Joseph's house and spoke with him at the door of the house. And they said, "Oh, my lord, we came down the first time to buy food. And when we came to the lodging place, we opened our sacks, and there was each man's money in the mouth of his sack, our money in full weight. So we have brought it with us again, and we have brought other money down with us to buy food. We do not know who put our money in our sacks." He replied, "Peace to you. Do not be afraid. Your God and the God of your father has put treasure in your sacks for you. I received your money." Then he brought Simeon out to them. And when the men had brought the men into Joseph's house and given them water, and they had washed their feet, and when he had given their donkeys fodder, they prepared the present for Joseph's coming at noon, for they had heard that they should eat bread there. When Joseph came home, they brought into the house to him the present that they had with them and bowed down to him to the ground. And he inquired about their welfare and said, "Is your father well, the old man of whom you spoke? Is he still alive?" They said, "Your servant, our father, is well. He is still alive." And they bowed their heads and prostrated themselves. And he lifted up his eyes and saw his brother Benjamin, his mother's son, and said, "Is this your youngest brother of whom you spoke to me? God be gracious to you, my son." Then Joseph hurried out, for his compassion grew warm for his brother, and he sought a place to weep. And he entered his chamber and wept there. Then he washed his face and came out. And he, controlling himself, said, "Serve the food." And they served him by himself and them by themselves. And the Egyptians who ate with him by themselves, because the Egyptians could not eat with the Hebrews, for that is an abomination to the Egyptians. And they sat before him, the firstborn according to his birthright, and the youngest according to his youth. And the men looked at one another in amazement. Portions were taken to them from Joseph's table, but Benjamin's portion was five times as much as any of theirs, and they drank and were merry with him.
Thank you, Amy. So here we have the rest of the chapter, and it's advancing us in the story of what's going on with Joseph and his brothers and how they ultimately will be reconciled when he does reveal his identity to them. We find that they came to Egypt, and they took the present, and they took the money and Benjamin. And then when they arrive, and Joseph saw that they had brought Benjamin with them, he instructs that they are to come to his house. And his brothers think the worst and think they're in deep trouble because of the money that was in the sacks, and they think they're going to be made slaves and assaulted. So they go up to the steward and talk to him and explain about the money and how they didn't know how the money got there. And then the steward says some things that are very interesting. And he says, "Peace to you, don't be afraid. Your God and the God of your father has put treasure in your sacks for you. I received your money." And then Simeon comes out to them. And so things are actually turning up and looking better. And they come and eat, and they come in to eat, and they're treated very, very graciously, given water to wash their feet and food for the donkeys and cared for. And then they find Joseph comes in, and they bow down to him twice, it says. And again, this is a fulfillment of that prophecy back in chapter 37, Joseph's dreams about his brothers bowing down to them. And then we see that Joseph recognized his brother Benjamin. He hasn't seen him in 22 years or so. He was a tiny guy when he left him, and now he's a man. And so Joseph is very emotional. He needs to leave. He weeps. He comes back. Then he serves the food. And interestingly, the brothers are disquieted because, again, they're seated by their birth order. And how should that be known, because it's so confusing and they're all about the same age and it's crazy. But things are not quite as they would like them to be. But we also find that Benjamin is treated with special care. He is given five times as much. And it's in a sense a test. Will they be jealous of Benjamin? Are they the same brothers that had sold Joseph into slavery? And so here we have set up what we're going to study in the next chapter, and that's that final, the reconciliation where Joseph reveals himself. But again, God is so gracious to prepare a table for them and to supply them. And God is in the process of teaching the brothers things. As Joseph, I think, wisely just governs his interaction with his brothers to make it about in the way that he knows he can trust them and see if their hearts have changed, have they repented of their sin. And again, what a beautiful thing. Already Joseph is so moved to see his full brother, Benjamin. You know, this is the only brother who hadn't been, had not wronged him, because Benjamin was a tiny lad at the time of when Joseph left 22 years ago. So may we just see how God is moving in and through Joseph and his brothers' lives to bring about his purposes, and what a beautiful, beautiful thing. And so that wraps up today's lesson in Genesis. You can find the notes on naomistable.com.